the Christians were in Nazareth. It was the Sabbath day, and Jesus went up to the synagogue. 2. The keeper of the books gave one to Jesus and he opened it and read, 3. The Spirit of the Lord has overshadowed me, he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to set the captives free, to open sightless eyes, 4. To bring relief to those oppressed and bruised, and to proclaim, the year of Jubilee has come. 5. When he had read these words he closed the book and said, this scripture is fulfilled before your eyes this day. The year of Jubilee has come, the time when Israel shall bless the world. 6. And then he told them many things about the kingdom of the Holy One, about the hidden way of life, about forgiveness of sins. 7. Now, many people knew not who the speaker was, and others said, is not this Joseph's son? Does not his mother live on Marmion Way? 8. And one spoke out and said, this is the man who did such mighty works in Cana, in Capernaum, and in Jerusalem. 9. And then the people said, physician, heal yourself. Do hear among your kindred all the mighty works that you have done in other towns. 124. 10. And Jesus said, no prophet is received with honor by the people of his native land, and prophets are not sent to everyone. 11. Elijah was a man of God, he had the power and he closed the gates of heaven, and it did not rain for 40 months. And when he spoke the word, the rain came on, the earth brought forth again. 12. And there were many widows in the land, but this Elijah went to none but Zephath, and she was blessed. 13. And when Elisha lived, lo, many lepers were in Israel, but none were cleansed save one the Syrian who had faith. 14. You have no faith, you seek for signs to satisfy your curious whims, but you shall see not till you open up your eyes of faith. 15. And then the people were enraged, they rushed upon him, bound him down with cords, and took him to a precipice not far away, intent to cast him down to death. 16. But when they thought they held him fast, he disappeared, unseen he passed among the angry men, and went his way. 17. The people were confounded and they said, what manner of a man is this? 18. And when they came again to Nazareth, they found him teaching in the synagogue. 19. They troubled him no more for they were sore afraid. Chapter 87. The Christians go to Cana. Jesus heals a nobleman's child. The Christians go to Capernaum. Jesus provides a spacious home for his mother. He announces his intention to choose 12 apostles. 1. In Nazareth Jesus taught no more. He went with his disciples up to Cana, where, at a marriage feast, he once turned water into wine. 2. And here he met a man of noble birth whose home was in Capernaum, whose son was sick. 3. The man had faith in Jesus' power to heal, and when he learned that he had come to Galilee he went in haste to meet him on the way. 4. The man met Jesus at the seventh hour, and he entreated him to hasten to Capernaum to save his son. 5. But Jesus did not go, he stood aside in silence for a time, and then he said, your faith has proved a healing balm, your son is well. 6. The man believed and went his way toward Capernaum and as he went he met a servant from his home who said, 125. 7. My Lord, you need not haste, your son is well. 8. The father asked, when did my son begin to mend? 9. The servant said, on yesterday about the seventh hour the fever left. 10. And then the father knew it was the healing balm that Jesus sent that saved his son. 11. In Cana Jesus tarried not, he went his way with his disciples to Capernaum, where he secured a spacious house where, with his mother, he could live, where his disciples might repair to hear the word. 12. He called the men who had confessed their faith in him to meet him in his home, which his disciples called the school of Christ, and when they came he said to them, 13. This gospel of the Christ must be proclaimed in all the world. 14. This Christian vine will be a mighty vine whose branches will comprise the peoples. tribes and tongues of all the earth. 15. I am the vine, 12 men shall be the branches of the stock, and these shall send forth branches everywhere. 16. And from among the people who have followed me, the holy breath will call the 12. 17. Go now and do your work as you have done your work, but listen for the call. 18. Then the disciples went unto their daily tasks, to do their work as they had done, and Jesus went alone into the Hamath hills to pray. 19. 3 days and nights he spent communing with the silent brotherhood, then, in the power of holy breath he came to call the 12. Chapter 88. Jesus walks by the sea, stands in a fishing boat and speaks to the people. Under his direction the fishermen secure a great catch of fish. He selects and calls his 12 apostles. 1. Beside the Sea of Galilee the Christian Master walked, and multitudes of people followed him. 2. The fishing boats had just come in, and Peter and his brother waited in their boats, their helpers were ashore repairing broken nets. 3. And Jesus went into a boat and Peter pushed it out a little ways from shore, and Jesus standing in the boat spoke to the multitude. He said, 4. Isaiah, prophet of the Lord of hosts, looked forward and he saw this day, he saw the people standing by the sea, and he exclaimed, 5. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali, land beyond the Jordan and toward the sea, the Gentile Galilee. 6. The people were in darkness, knowing not the way. But, lo, they saw the day star rise, a light streamed forth, they saw the way of life, they walked therein. 7. And you are blessed beyond all people of the earth today, because you first may see the light, and may become the children of the light. 8. Then Jesus said to Peter, bring your nets aboard, and put out in the deep. 9. And Peter did as Jesus bade him do, but in a faithless way he said, this is a useless trip, there are no fish upon this shore of Galilee today, with Andrew I have toiled all night, and taken naught. 10. But Jesus saw beneath the surface of the sea, he saw a multitude of fish. He said to Peter, 11. Cast out your net upon the right side of the boat. 12. And Peter did as Jesus said, and, lo, the net was filled, it scarce was strong enough to hold the multitude of fish. 13. And Peter called to John and James, who were nearby, for help, and when the net was hauled to boat, both boats were well nigh filled with fish. 14. When Peter saw the heavy catch, he was ashamed of what he said, ashamed because he had no faith, and he fell down at Jesus' feet, and said, Lord, I believe. 15. And Jesus said, behold the catch. From henceforth you shall fish no more for fish. 16. You shall cast forth the Christian net into the sea of human life, upon the right side of the boat, you shall ensnare the multitudes to holiness and peace. 17. Now, when they reached the shore the Christian Master called to Peter, Andrew, James and John and said, 18. You fishermen of Galilee, the masters have a mighty work for us to do, I go, and you may follow me. And they left all and followed him. 19. And Jesus walked along the shore, and seeing Philip and Nathanael walking on the beach he said to them, 20. You teachers of Bethsaida, who long have taught the people Greek philosophy, the masters have a higher work for you and me to do, I go and you may follow me. And then they followed him. 21. A little farther on stood a Roman tribute house, and Jesus saw the officer in charge. His name was Matthew, who once abode in Jericho. 22. The youth who once ran on before the Lord into Jerusalem and said, behold the Christians come. 23. And Matthew was a man of wealth, and learned in wisdom of the Jews, the Syrians and the Greeks. 24. And Jesus said to him, hail, Matthew, trusted servant of the Caesars, hail. The masters call us to the tribute house of souls, I go and you may follow me. And Matthew followed him. 25. Iscariot and his son, whose name was Judas, were employed by Matthew and were at the tribute house. 127. 26. And Jesus said to Judas, "Stay your work, the masters call us to a duty in the savings bank of souls, I go and you may follow me." And Judas followed him. 27. And Jesus met a lawyer who heard about the Christian master and had come from Antioch to study in the school of Christ. 28. This man was Thomas, man of doubt, and yet a Greek philosopher of culture and of power. 29. But Jesus saw in him the lines of faith, and said to him, "The masters have need of men who can interpret law, I go, and you may follow me." And Thomas followed him. 30. And when the evening came and Jesus was at home, behold, there came his kindred, James and Jude, the sons of Alphaeus and Miriam. 31. And these were men of faith, and they were carpenters of Nazareth. 32. And Jesus said to them, "Behold, for you have toiled with me, and with my father Joseph, building houses for the homes of men. The masters call us now to aid in building homes for souls, homes built without the sound of hammer, axe, or saw." 33. I go, and you may follow me. And James and Jude exclaimed, "Lord, we will follow you." 34. And on the morrow Jesus sent a message unto Simon, leader of the Zealots, a strict exponent of the Jewish law. 35. And in the message Jesus said, "The masters call for men to demonstrate the faith of Abraham, I go, and you may follow me." And Simon followed him. Chapter 89. The 12 apostles are at Jesus' home and are consecrated to their work. Jesus instructs them. He goes to the synagogue on the Sabbath and teaches. He casts an unclean spirit out of one obsessed. He heals Peter's mother-in-law. 1. Oh, on the day before the Sabbath day, the 12 disciples who had received the call were met with one accord in Jesus' home. 2. And Jesus said to them, "This is the day to consecrate yourselves unto the work of God, so let us pray." 3. Turn from the outer to the inner self, close all the doors of carnal self and wait. 4. The Holy Breath will fill this place, and you will be baptized in Holy Breath. 5. And then they prayed, a light more brilliant than the noonday sun filled all the room, and tongues of flame from every head rose high in air. 6. The atmosphere of Galilee was set astir, a sound like distant thunder rolled above Capernaum, and men heard songs, as though 10,000 angels joined in full accord. 7. And then the 12 disciples heard a voice, a still, small voice, and just one word was said, a word they dared not speak, it was the sacred name of God. 8. And Jesus said to them, "By this omnific word you may control the elements, and all the powers of air." 9. And when within your souls you speak this word, you have the keys of life and death, of things that are, of things that were, of things that are to be. 10. Behold, you are the 12 great branches of the Christian vine, the 12 foundation stones, the 12 apostles of the Christ. 11. As lambs I send you forth among wild beasts, but the omnific word will be your buckler and your shield. 12. And then again the air was filled with song, and every living creature seemed to say, "Praise God." Amen. 13. The next day was the Sabbath day, and Jesus went with his disciples to the synagogue, and there he taught. 14. The people said, "He teaches not as do the scribes and Pharisees, but as a man who knows, and has authority to speak." 15. As Jesus spoke, a man obsessed came in. The evil spirits that obsessed the man were of the baser sort, they often threw their victim to the ground, or in the fire. 16. And when the spirits saw the Christian master in the synagogue they knew him, and they said, 17. "You son of God, why are you here? Would you destroy us by the word before our time? We would have naught to do with you, let us alone." 18. But Jesus said to them, "By the omnific word I speak, come out, torment this man no more, go to your place." 19. And then the unclean spirits threw the man upon the floor, and, with a fiendish cry, they went away. 20. And Jesus lifted up the man and said to him, If you will keep your mind fully occupied with good, the evil spirits cannot find a place to stay. 21. They only come to empty heads and hearts. Go on your way and sin no more. 22. The people were astonished at the words that Jesus spoke, the work he did. They asked among themselves, 23. Who is this man? From whence comes all this power that even unclean spirits fear, and flee away? 24. The Christian master left the synagogue, with Peter, Andrew, James and John. He went to Peter's house where one, a near of kin, was sick. 25. And Peter's wife came in, it was her mother who was sick. 26. And Jesus touched the woman as she lay upon her couch, he spoke the word, the fever ceased and she arose and ministered to them. 129. 27. The neighbors heard what had occurred, and then brought their sick, and those obsessed, and Jesus laid his hands on them, and they were healed. Chapter 90. Jesus goes alone to a mountain to pray. His disciples find him. He calls the 12 and they journey through Galilee teaching and healing. At Tiberias Jesus heals a leper. The Christians return to Capernaum. In his own home Jesus heals a palsied man and makes known the philosophy of healing and the forgiveness of sins. 1. The Christian master disappeared, no one saw him go, and Peter, James and John set forth to search for him. They found him at his trysting place out on the Hamath hills. 2. And Peter said, The city of Capernaum is wild, the people crowd the streets and every public place is filled. 3. The men, the women and the children everywhere are asking for the man who heals by will. 4. Your home and our homes are filled with people who are sick. They call for Jesus who is called the Christ. What will we say to them? 5. And Jesus said, A score of other cities call, and we must take the bread of life to them. Go call the other men and let us go. 6. And Jesus and the 12 went to Bethsaida where Philip and Nathanael dwelt, and there they taught. 7. The multitudes believed on Christ, confessed their sins and were baptized, and came into the kingdom of the Holy One. 8. The Christian master and the 12 went everywhere through all the towns of Galilee, and taught, baptizing all who came in faith, and who confessed their sins. 9. They opened up blind eyes, unstopped deaf ears, drove forth the evil ones from those obsessed, and healed disease of every kind. 10. And they were in Tiberias by the sea, and as they taught a leper came near and said, Lord, I believe. And if you will but speak the word I will be clean. 11. And Jesus said to him, I will, be clean. And soon the leprosy was gone, the man was clean. 12. And Jesus charged the man, Say naught to anyone, but go and show yourself unto the priests and offer for your cleansing what the Lord demands. 13. The man was wild with joy, but then he went not to the priests, but in the marts of trade, and everywhere he told what had been done. 14. And then the sick in throngs pressed hard upon the healer and the 12, imploring to be healed. 130. 15. And they were so importunate that little could be done, and so the Christians left the crowded thoroughfares, and went to desert places where they taught the multitudes that followed them. 16. Now, after many days the Christians came back to Capernaum. When it was noised around that Jesus was at home, the people came, they filled the house till there was no more room, not even at the door. 17. And there were present scribes and Pharisees and doctors of the law from every part of Galilee, and from Jerusalem, and Jesus opened up for them the way of life. 18. 4 men brought one, a palsied man upon a cot, and when they could not pass the door they took the sick man to the roof, and opened up a way, then let him down before the healer's face. 19. When Jesus saw their faith, He said unto the palsied man, My son, be of good cheer, your sins are all forgiven. 20. And when the scribes and Pharisees heard what he said, they said, Why does this man speak thus? Who can forgive the sins of men but God? 21. And Jesus caught their thought, he knew they questioned thus among themselves, he said to them, 22. Why reason thus among yourselves? What matters it if I should say, Your sins are blotted out, or say, Arise, take up your bed and walk? 23. But just to prove that men may here forgive the sins of men, I say, And then he spoke unto the palsied man. 24. Arise, take up your bed, and go your way. 25. And in the presence of them all the man arose, took up his bed, and went his way. 26. The people could not comprehend the things they heard and saw. They said among themselves, This is a day we never can forget. We have seen wondrous things today. 27. And when the multitudes had gone the 12 remained, and Jesus said to them, 28. The Jewish festival draws near, next week we will go to Jerusalem, that we may meet our brethren from afar, and open up to them the way that they may see the King. 29. The Christians sought the quiet of their homes, where they remained in prayer for certain days. 131. Section 16. Ain. The second annual epoch of the Christian ministry of Jesus. Chapter 91. Jesus at the feast in Jerusalem. Heals an impotent man. Gives a practical lesson in healing. Affirms that all men are the sons of God. 1. The feast time came and Jesus and the 12 went to Jerusalem. 2. Upon the day before the Sabbath day they reached Mount Olives and they tarried at an inn before Mount Olives on the north. 3. And in the early morning of the Sabbath day they went in through the sheep gate to Jerusalem. 4. The healing fountain of Bethesda, near the gate, was thronged about with people who were sick. 5. For they believed that at a certain time an angel came and poured a healing virtue in the pool, and those who entered first and bathed, would be made whole. 6. And Jesus and the 12 were standing near the pool. 7. And Jesus saw a man nearby who had been stricken 38 years, without a hand to help he could not move. 8. And Jesus said to him, My brother, man, would you be healed? 9. The man replied, I earnestly desire to be healed, but I am helpless and when the angel comes and pours the healing virtues in the pool. 10. Another who can walk, steps in the fountain first and I am left unhealed. 11. And Jesus said, Who sends an angel here to potentize this pool for just a favored few? 12. I know it is not God, for he deals just the same with everyone. 13. One has no better chance in heaven's healing fountain than another one. 14. The fount of health is in your soul, it has a door locked fast, the key is faith. 15. And everyone can have this key and may unlock the door and plunge into the healing fount and be made whole. 16. And then the man looked up in hopeful mood and said, Give me this key of faith. 17. And Jesus said, Do you believe what I have said? According to your faith it shall be done. Arise, take up your bed and walk. 18. The man at once arose and walked away, he only said, Praise God. 19. And when the people asked, Who made you whole? The man replied, I do not know. A stranger at the pool just spoke a word and I was well. 132. 20. The many did not see when Jesus healed the man, and with the 12 he went his way up to the temple courts. 21. And in the temple Jesus saw the man and said to him, Behold you are made whole, from henceforth guard your life aright. 22. Go on your way and sin no more, or something worse may fall on you. 23. And now the man knew who it was who made him whole. 24. He told the story to the priests and they were much enraged. They said, The law forbids a man to heal upon the Sabbath day. 25. But Jesus said, My father works on Sabbath days and may not I? 26. He sends his rain, his sunshine and his dew, he makes his grass to grow, his flowers to bloom, he speeds the harvests just the same on Sabbath days as on the other days. 27. If it is lawful for the grass to grow and flowers to bloom on Sabbath days, it surely is not wrong to succor stricken men. 28. And then the priests were angered more and more because he claimed to be a son of God. 29. A leading priest, Abu, said, "This fellow is a menace to our nation and our laws. He makes himself to be a son of God. It is not meet that he should live." 30. But Jesus said, "Abu, sir, you are a learned man, you surely know the law of life. Pray tell who were the sons of God we read about in Genesis, who took to wife the daughters of the sons of men." 31. Our father Adam, who was he? From whence came he? Had he a father? Or did he fall from heaven as a star? 32. We read that Moses said, "He came from God." If Adam came from God, pray, was he offspring, was he son? 33. We are the children of this Son of God, then tell me, learned priest, who are we if not sons of God? 34. The priest had urgent business and he went his way. 35. And Jesus said, "All men are sons of God, and if they live a holy life they always are at home with God." 36. They see and understand the works of God, and in his sacred name they can perform these works. 37. The lightnings and the storms are messengers of God as well as the sunshine, rain and dew. 38. The virtues of the heavens are in God's hands, and every loyal son may use these virtues and these powers. 39. Man is the delegate of God to do his will on earth, and man can heal the sick, control the spirits of the air, and raise the dead. 40. Because I have the power to do these things is nothing strange. All men may gain the power to do these things, but they must conquer all the passions of the lower self, and they can conquer if they will. 133. 41. So man is God on earth, and he who honors God must honor man, for God and man are one, as father and the child are one. 42. Behold, I say, the hour has come, the dead will hear the voice of man, and live, because the Son of Man is Son of God. 43. You men of Israel, hear. You live in death, you are locked up within the tomb. 44. There is no deeper death than ignorance and unbelief. 45. But all will someday hear the voice of God made plain by voice of man, and live. You all will know that you are sons of God, and by the sacred word, may do the works of God. 46. When you have come to life, that is, have come to realize that you are sons of God, you who have lived the life of right, will open up your eyes on fields of life. 47. But you who love the ways of sin will, in this resurrection, stand before a judgment bar, and be condemned to pay the debts you owe to men and to yourselves. 48. For whatsoever you have done amiss must be performed again, and yet again, until you reach the stature of the perfect man. 49. But in due time the lowest and the highest will arise to walk in light. 50. Shall I accuse you unto God? No, for your prophet, Moses, has done that, and if you hear not Moses' words you will not hearken unto me, for Moses wrote of me. Chapter 92. The Christians at a feast in Lazarus' home. A fire rages in the town. Jesus rescues a child from the flames and stays the fire by the word. He gives a practical lesson on how to redeem a drunken man. 1. Now, Lazarus was at the feast and Jesus and the 12 went with him to his home in Bethany. 2. And Lazarus and his sisters made a feast for Jesus and the 12, and Ruth and Asher came from Jericho, for Asher was no longer hostile to the Christ. 3. And while the guests sat at the board, behold a cry, "The village is afire!" And all rushed out into the streets, and, lo, the homes of many neighbors were in flames. 4. And in an upper room an infant lay asleep, and none could pass the flames to save. The mother, wild with grief, was calling on the men to save her child. 5.